This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 8th. I'm Paul Plack. Gamma says new GA aircraft shipments remain depressed, but officials at Cirrus Aircraft say the company's market share has grown in each of the first three quarters of 2009. Sikorsky celebrated the formal delivery of a Black Hawk helicopter to the Defense Forces of Bahrain last week. It's the first of nine to be delivered to the first Black Hawk squadron to be operated by an international military organization. Augusta Westland reports it delivered two Grand Light Twin helicopters to the Maritime Safety Administration of China during an official ceremony in Italy on Thursday. Several aircraft and vehicles are reported lost and one person injured in a late-morning Sunday fire that completely destroyed a hangar home at Hooks Airport in Harris County, Texas. The cause is under investigation. The pilot of a Piper Cheyenne II appears to be another stall spin victim, going down in a heavily wooded area near Harrison, Michigan, Friday night. The successful launch by ULA of a new configuration Delta IV rocket has delivered a new military communications satellite to orbit, part of a system that will increase available bandwidth for troops on the ground almost tenfold. Retired NASA astronaut Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon, will be the guest of honor for the reopening of the Telluride Regional Airport in Colorado next week. NASA is inviting middle school, high school, and university students to build real rockets to lift real science payloads to a mile above the surface. And here's why you might reconsider taking a commercial flight if you're 8 months pregnant. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. While you're there, ANN is officially seeking your input now for our upcoming Best Aircraft and Products of 2009. In today's Aero News special feature, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation is back to tackle the issue of federal subsidies to help you buy the equipment you'll need for next-gen ATC. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.